An unintentional collaboration between the Anglican parish of Byron Bay and the local Arakwal people is quite literally bearing fruit. Hundreds of bush tucker plants are growing and regenerating what was, until just a few years ago, pretty much just a degraded cow paddock. Our Hannah Ross joined the first bush tucker walk among the new plantings along Byron Creek in Bangalore, and she filed this report.
Hey Diggywalla, my name's Delta Kay. This beautiful area here is at Bangalore, and we're going to be walking through some bush tucker country along the Byron Creek.
My name's Patricia Ellis, and I've been very involved in the Anglican parish of Byron for many years now, and one of our special projects has been environmental care. So that was one of the reasons why we took part and took a lot of interest in this planting. The idea came from the Bangalore Land and River Care people, who approached Father Matthew Smedley, who was our rector at the time, about using the land behind the church and the hall and the rectory and the op shop all the way along to take it from what, as you say, what was just grazing type land to make it back into a proper planting to help preserve the water, most particularly the quality of the water in the creek.
I take my hat off to the Bangalore community, the Bangalore Landcare Group and the Bangalore Parklands Group have created this wonderful part of country that is full of bush tucker plants. So families come here all the time to play and eat and gather, not realising that these plants are really important to Bundjalung people.
It's been amazing. Absolutely amazing, really. I don't go through a lot, but I know people use it regularly because we were determined to keep a walking path clear all the way along. But the trees took a while to get going, and it's a variety that was selected by the Bangalore Land and River Care group that they thought would be suitable for the area.
If you have this healthy creek, then it's going to bring back more of our binging, river turtle and jumbung, our platypus, and you can see that happening now. Last week, just walking through here and seeing the river turtle sunning himself, there was lots of large ones which I was excited about. So the plant species here are trees that are used for tools and weapons, our food for fruits such as the plum pine and the native raspberry, and also plants for fibre, like our lamandra. At the moment, I haven't noticed anything fruiting in here. You know, plantings are young, so in another 10 years, it'll be incredible watching these trees actually fruiting. Yeah,
we haven't had a lot of connection with the Indigenous people in Bangalore, and I think a connection like that, where it's a fairly specific idea, is probably the way to go. We can then feature and join together in perhaps group meetings or extra planting or things like that. Not just the op shop volunteers, I think the whole of the congregation, and I think people in the area generally would be very interested in participating.
I'm really enjoying this opportunity to work closely with them. Yeah, we can replant some more bush tucker plants that will complement what is already here. We want to kick NAIDOC week off with this bush tucker walk. The first walk was sold out quite quickly, so we thought we'd put a second one on, so I'm here all day. And I'd love to just answer questions and encourage people to grow bush tucker in their backyard to support our bird species and all our critters. Due to COVID, it's all locals, which is fantastic, because if we're all doing our little bit, that only makes this place better. Yeah, happy NAIDOC week.